This goes to Dr. Christopher Gunnell, G-U-N-N, like November, E-L-L. Fax 989-802-5029 regarding Janet Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S, date of birth 3/22/1951. Dear Dr. Gunnell, this is a telemedicine consultation for Mrs. Rogers, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, and proteinuria. She is a 70-year-old female patient with multiple medical problems. She's had poorly controlled diabetes for at least 12 years, and also severe arterial disease in multiple parts of her body, including brain, carotid arteries, lower extremities, and coronary arteries. Apparently, none in the aorta had been noted. After reviewing a CAT scan of the abdomen, pelvis, and chest that was done June of 2020. She also sees multiple doctors for her heart and goes to the congestive heart failure clinic. She has had a history of stroke and has left-sided weakness. She can drive some in town, but does not drive far due to vision problems and the stroke. She currently has very bad infection of her left leg. It's very swollen, red, and it's weeping. She does have an appointment to see the infectious disease doctor tomorrow, Dr. Raygada, R-A-Y-G-A-D-A, and she's looking forward to that appointment. She has no history or no symptoms of kidney disease, no current symptoms of kidney stone pain. She denies chest pain or palpitations. She has chronic shortness of breath on exertion, occasionally some at rest, no cough or sputum production. She has had asthma in the past, but it's not currently active. She does have problems with frequency of urination, no cloudiness or blood in the urine, occasional urinary incontinence or dribbling. She is anticoagulated because of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation also. She has chronic edema of the lower extremities and has had osteomyelitis in her left foot and gangrene of all the toes on the left foot. Luckily, they were able to place stents in the left leg and save all the toes except the third toe on the left, and that required amputation for gangrene. Sugars have not been well controlled, but she's recently started seeing an endocrinologist, and she has a freestyle Libra blood sugar monitor, and insulin is being adjusted, and blood sugars are beginning to be controlled. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She does have pain and numbness in her feet and restless legs at night. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes that has been poorly controlled for more than 12 years. Also, diabetic retinopathy, congestive heart failure, hypertension, coronary artery disease, peripheral artery disease, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, restless legs, gastroesophageal reflux disease, CVA with left-sided weakness, history of colon polyp, history of kidney stone, hyperlipidemia, degenerative arthritis of the spine, osteoporosis, a history of left foot osteomyelitis and gangrene of the toes, overactive bladder, and diabetic neuropathy, asthma, and aortic stenosis. Past surgical history is significant for cardiac catheterizations multiple times. She has a right coronary artery stent and a left circumflex artery stent. She's had coronary artery bypass graft with one vessel repaired or bypassed. She's had a right carotid endarterectomy and a left carotid stent placement, left third toe amputation secondary to gangrene, umbilical hernia repair, hysterectomy, but ovaries remain, tonsillectomy, leg vein ligation and stripping, colonoscopy and polypectomy, left leg stent placement. She had a tumor removed behind her heart, and vocal cord polypectomy. Social history, the patient is married. She's also retired, lives with husband, who also has had a CVA and is not especially well right now. She never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. Family history, significant for coronary artery disease, diabetes, stroke, hypertension, glaucoma, hyperlipidemia. She had one paternal aunt who required hemodialysis and two family members with kidney failure that received kidney transplants. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to ibuprofen medications, albuterol inhaler, one to two inhalations every 4 hours as needed, Norvasc 10 milligram daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Bumix 2 milligram daily, Coreg 25 milligram twice a day, vitamin D3 2000 units daily, Toujeo insulin 60 units daily at bedtime, Humalog insulin per sliding scale 3 times a day, magnesium oxide is 400 milligram twice a day. Myrbetric, it's MYRBETRIQ, 50 milligram daily. Protonix, 40 milligram daily. Potassium chloride, 20 milliequivalent twice a day. Lyrica, 75 milligram twice a day. Requip, 0.5 milligram daily as needed for restless legs. Crestor, 40 milligram daily. Zetia, 10 milligram daily, and lisinopril, 40 milligram daily. She does not use any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical examination, the patient appears alert and oriented and in no apparent distress. She's able to have the video visit without difficulty. Her height is 67 inches, weight 212 pounds, blood pressure 165 over 80, and pulse is 75. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 10th, 2022. Creatinine is 1.2 with estimated GFR of 44. 11/19 of 21, creatinine was 1.0 with GFR 55. 7/26/21, creatinine 1.4, GFR 32, and June 22nd of 2020, creatinine 1.0 with GFR 55. Her hemoglobin is 11.8, white count 11.6, normal platelets. 11/19/2020, electrolytes, sodium 138, potassium 3.4, carbon dioxide 33. The creatinine was 1.0, calcium 9. Hemoglobin A1C was 9.3. Microalbumin was collected in the urine 11/19 of 21, and it was greater than 114, so the ratio to creatinine was unable to be calculated due to the high level of microalbumin. And 7/26/2021, her hemoglobin is 14.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, secondary to severe vascular disease, diabetic nephropathy, and also proteinuria. The patient will be scheduled for a kidney ultrasound, post-void bladder scan, and renal artery Doppler studies at the Clare Hospital. She will have lab studies done every 3 months and more often as needed. She will follow a low-salt diabetic diet and she'll avoid oral, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. She's going to be rechecked by this practice in 3 months. The patient was also evaluated by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.